who's ready to get it?
And he's drunk. Shocker.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Been a tough day. Now let's get our stream on.
Wait, hold up. Isn't it against terms of service for us to be drunk on the stream?
Yeah, actually it is. Dude, don't risk your channel on this. How about we just go grab, like, something to eat?
Yeah. That's, like, a total better plan. Like, I'll come pick you up. Well, hold on. Why don't we just drive ourselves?
No. Absolutely not.
No! Come on, man. If you're too buzzed to game, you're too buzzed to drive. Now let's go.
Head to Michigan.gov for more information on how drinking and driving can be a game over for your life.
Welcome back to Checkpoint XP. I'm Jacob Brothers, and today I am joined by Julian, Slam Toro, Lugod. How you doing today?
I'm doing good. I'm excited to do this interview today. I just woke up, but I'm good to go.
Yeah, and you are... What's the official title of your position?
I'm the general manager of the UNLV Overwatch team, but I also play on the team as a main tank.
Right. So we can start there. So maybe it's because we go to the same school, but it seems like UNLV has been pretty busy as far as esports go. Mm-hmm. You guys have been adding players to multiple games. You had your first professional partner. You have a Valorant A and B team. So, like, in general, if you could just run me through what UNLV's been up to over the summer.
So 8-Bit Esports and UNLV Esports, they've been working like a little bit more separately now because the whole pandemic situation. Mm-hmm. So 8-Bit used to function as an event organization where we would just run tournaments and side events for the UNLV
the club side of it.
Mm-hmm. And so essentially afterwards, since we can't run events anymore, like in-person events anymore, we've been focused more on our teams, and excitedly enough, for Valorant, since that whole collegiate side and the whole like third-party tournament system has been working out for Valorant, mm-hmm. we've just been diving headfirst into the Valorant scene. Some people have left previously. Some people have like a change of hands. We're trying to find new coaches. So we were trying to make sure that our Valorant team is successful. And we're also going into the Rocket League scene as well.
Is Rocket League a brand new venture for you guys?
For Rocket League, we used to have a collegiate team. Garen from Rocket League, he's one of our star players. He reached out to us about the UNLV Rocket League team. But essentially, I don't know what's going on behind the scenes for our Rocket League. For example, like Garen is making sure that we step into the professional scene.
And right.
That's a new venture that I'm not even familiar with because I don't play Rocket League. But from what I understand, they have like coaches and analysts helping out with the scene. So I'm just making sure that you know, trying to get back my leadership because we've been working with the UNLV Overwatch team for like 4 years now. So.
Right. Yeah. So about the Overwatch team, because the running Reinhardts have had a pretty good showing even over the summer. Do you think the team is prepped for another good showing, or are they even better than before, or how's that going?
Essentially, we've been adding new players. We have like a new main support because Rosé, he moved over to Valorant.
He was a support, right?
Yeah, he was our support player. Unfortunately, he's like, my passion for Overwatch just died as soon as Valorant came out, but that doesn't mean, because with the new fall semester, new incoming students from high school are coming on to UNLV, and essentially right now, since all our interest is just online, mm-hmm. we're all on Zoom classes, there's nothing that much to do in terms of like actual athletic sports coming out.
Right.
So everyone's looking, why not try esports? So that's another thing. So we have over 30 students trying out for our team this semester, and it's pretty exciting because some are coming back, some are new, and make sure to get along with one another, get just for the new semester, even because it's online. And from what I heard from Mountain West, that they're coming up with things in the woodwork. And mm-hmm. I'm trying not to analyze it too deeply, but right. For the spring semester, there probably would be a Mountain West league happening for both League and Overwatch.
Okay. Yeah, so with the pandemic going on, outside of like focusing more on the teams, like what else has been going, like how does that affect tryouts? How does that affect like the community engagement that you guys do want to do?
Yeah, so right now we do have a practice facility for for the time being. If we ever wanted to practice, it's at Blackfire Innovation. And that is basically down by the IKEA in Las Vegas. And we're trying to make sure that to keep, maintain ties with the many different leaderships that's going on with Blackfire. But of course, with the pandemic, we can't really practice in person. We can't make sure to try out. Even if we wanted to try out in person, we could also do that. But yeah, unfortunately, due to the pandemic, we wanted to have like more in-person engagement. But you know, it's still, it's esports. It's everything is done online anyway. We're just trying to make sure that the player engagement is still there, because you know, sitting in front of a computer during class and also sitting in scrim is like 6 to 8 hours out of the week. it can get pretty like dire, but at the same time, you know, business as usual for our teams, because even though we were given a lot of these opportunities, like we're working with a sports club for travel, because recently we won the battle for the Midwest, which is a LAN tournament that we traveled out to. Even though we can't do it this semester, they were like saying, hey, let's try see if we can do it next semester, get everything set up. But yeah, this semester.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
And so even though, as you said, that esports are all online, and so tryouts being online isn't really that big of a deal, do you think that losing that in-person aspect does affect who, not who makes the team and doesn't make the team, but your general perception of a player? Do you think sometimes that in-person interaction can give you a better sense of who that player is?
Yeah, as starting out as like a esports manager, it's kind of just, you know, it's kind of, I kind of love that in-person interaction I have with students, and making sure that you know, it's not just an online event, or it's basically a Zoom class, but we're playing video games.
Right.
But unfortunately, we're gonna miss out on that interaction, because when we do tournaments, sometimes back then and to a point now, we did in-person events at, like for Battle for the Midwest. That has to be an in-person event, right? Because we're traveling out. But unfortunately, that won't be the case this semester. Hopefully, we're striving to make sure the regulations get lifted up when the pandemic clears up next semester. But yeah, solutions are pretty dire.
Right. And then final question for you. Of your new players, who would you say are the particular rising stars? And then what are your upcoming dates where people can see the teams in action?
So we'll be showcasing tryouts September 11th and 12th at 7 to 9 p.m. PST. We have a bunch of new players. We always run lower brackets and higher brackets, because we always run 3 teams per semester. And that's usually just to maintain our Overwatch team. And making sure the community stays thriving and players are coming in to improve. We do have a 4100 on a player that's trying out, one of our main supports. And some of the rising stars is still Kevin Durant. He's said he's coming back this
semester. God bless him.
Because, yeah, unfortunately, he did get diagnosed with COVID. And so that's an unfortunate case. But, you know, he's still going strong. He's still himself. He's still, like...
still the number one Doomfist.
Yeah, still the number one Doomfist, actually. If you ever just look at him on ladder. Wingbat is also coming back, our Gunji player, and I'm coming back. And then we also have Karma, who's our Lucio slash Ana player. He's also coming back as well. So pretty much the old roster's coming back. Unfortunately, Rosé, he's on the Valorant team and has to dedicate time to that game. I love him, but at the same time, it's like... that old roster that we had back then. And then Dunmir, he graduated already. So.
Oh, okay. And so that event that you just listed was for Overwatch or for all your tryouts?
So I heard that League is... I'm not in charge of the League team. Okay. I know League is also doing tryouts. You can look for information through apesports.com and also the Discord. That's for specifically for UNLV Overwatch. It's September 11th to the 12th, that Friday, Saturday. And then we'll be hosting tryouts through Twitch, and it'll be through twitch.tv/Lamptaro.
Fantastic. And last but not least, where can people find you?
So everything listed as Lamptaro OW. You can check me up on Facebook, Twitter. I do have an Instagram that showcases all of like the art that I posted for our like A-team roster. I also do streams on the side through twitch.tv/slamtarow, and that's basically it.
Fantastic. Well, I'm very excited to watch Overwatch. Overwatch is the team I've seen the most, but I'm excited to see Valorant and Rocket League, and I think UNLV's, this is their time to shine. So thank you very much for coming on to the show.
Thank you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.